Let's have a chat to his old mate, Tony McAvoy. How are you, Tony?
Michael, good morning.
I think Kafila's the last filly to have beaten the boys and won a derby, but your girl Coco's son, Gio was impressed with her run in a really strong Australasian Oak. She's obviously come through it well on the back up.
Yeah, she looks great. I've been over here at Murray Bridge and had a look at her, and she seems in fabulous order. She's finally looks like a fit racehorse. She's a very deep, strong girl that takes her racing well. So, very happy with her.
Any questions about the distance now that she is a bit more mature? Because we saw in the spring in the Oaks, maybe she wasn't quite ready for it.
Yeah, maybe not. I mean, she ran it out. She ran out the trip. She ran fit stage, but she's made giant strides, and I don't think this is as strong as the Oaks either.
She set up on speed, a good speed last week as well, from 10. Where would you like her in the run this week with Jamie Carr?
I think you should be asking Jamie. I'll be staying out of that, Michael. Jamie rode her so beautifully and was such a fan of the filly. I'm going to let them two do what they do.
Well, the market says your girl's the one to beat. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. She's a very good filly. We've thought of it before her first ever start. She won her first two, and then we stepped her up, and she's always shown us that she'll get to an elite level race, and this could be it.
Could have a good day in your old hometown, because Miss Sunshine looks a really nice chance in race number two over there as well.
Yeah, good filly. Formed strong. The horse that she ran second to won at the Bull, which is hard to do. That Warrnambool Bull's like a metro meeting every day trying to win a race there. And she's travelled over beautifully. And Damien Lane looks a real opportunity to be a metro winner after tomorrow.
You've got a couple entered at Caulfield as well, including Scissor Stip, who's had a trial, been back to the trial since that run at Flemington, which was probably a forgive on the wrong side of the track.
Yeah, look, I'm just waiting. Calvin and I are still discussing what we're going to do here. I doubt we'll have a runner.
Okay.
There's been no rain. Belpasir and Scissor Stip both need soft ground to be at their best. And as frustrating as it is waiting, I think it's the right thing to do for the horses. So that's not confirmed. I've got to talk to my co-trainer, but I'd prefer them to be staying home and not running.
How is your co-trainer after a big week at the Bull?
No, he's in good order. He's off the drink, and he's back on his exercise program. He's sharp. He's in very good order.
Is he getting ready for a big event, possibly?
No, I'm not sure. I know he's going overseas to a wedding. It's not his, by the way, but he's going overseas to a wedding. Cal's really made a commitment to get in good shape, and he's doing a great job.
He was looking good down there. That's good. He's doing very well. Tony, so are you. Good luck, especially in the Oaks on Saturday.
Thank you, mate. Thank you.
Derby, I should say. She came through the Oaks. That's Tony McAvoy joining us here.